Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To us, the most important audio. Don't forget, guys, send your AMA questions in, either to me at RandyMac81, Brian_Gebhardt, or 929 The Game. And obviously, Rob Tribble is off of the elevator. How are you feeling, Rob?
I wasn't. I was in the bathroom.
He was in the bathroom, my friend.
Okay, I'd been holding it, and it lasted. I got tired of standing up. It lasted.
Okay,
so long.
Check out Odyssey's Big Time Baseball podcast with Cody Decker, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Major League Baseball insider Joe Haman. Covers everything from Braves division hopes to all things on the diamond. New episode of Big Time Baseball every Monday on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's go to our big clip brought to you by QC Kinetics. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain. I read the word plug. I was like, Ron Burgundy, just put anything on the teleprompter, he'll read it. I can tell I've been away for 2 years, man.
Yeah, because you got glasses now. You got reading glasses now, Rob.
Just a step slow on, but you have to get back into it. Yeah. This is like my preseason. You
know? That's all good, man. It's all good. But yeah, we need you to get yourself together, man.
Oh, and even funnier, I'll give you the inside baseball. You know what? Brian was so kind to write down the cuts that I was supposed to use.
Yes.
I don't know what I did with them. Where are they?
Look on your phone.
This is terrible.
Look on your phone, Rob.
This is absolutely terrible.
Look on your phone, Rob.
Wait, I think I have one in my pocket.
Yeah,
look this on
your
phone. This is
it.
Here
it
is right here.
You good to go? We're back in it. All right, there we go.
Is that the big clip one, Rob?
Yes, this is the big clip cut.
All right, I gave you other ones, so we can't do the no-huddle one.
I told you, man. It's I'm 2.5 years away, man.
There we go.
I'm like Deshaun Watson. I've been out for 2 years.
There you go.
Not for the same reason,
just a little rusty. Just a little rusty. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Oh, jeez.
Bow!
I knew that part.
No, we're not going to do that. We got too many games to play because it's just, you know what? And when we do that, we're going to have leads that he's not going to be available to pitch. So we just got to have other guys step up and do that. You can't do that. You'll kill these guys. And no, it's that's why you have that many guys. So it's not. We're not going to go chase something when we're down. Like Kenley's going to pitch. Even or up, that's it.
Well, you're good. Talking about your closer. He's your closer.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that Kenley was going to go in, but at the same time, obviously.
I didn't think he would.
I thought about it after the fact because he wasn't in a safe situation. And then early this season when they used him in non-safe situation, he's pretty damn raggedy. And so, I mean, I think that, you know, I thought Iglesias maybe, but hey, whatever. I can't. And I said this once, this whole World Series is won. I'm not questioning nothing. I mean, you can always question, but sure. It's like, he did this for a reason. This is why he did it. Moving on along.
Yeah, they made too much of a big deal about this.
Yeah.
Hey, Bo, who was the old Braves closer, Senior Smoke, back in the day? This is like back in the late 80s, I think. This one,
yeah,
they were
like
wretched.
Old as hell.
Like Alejandro Pena or something like that?
No, not him. But his nickname was Senior Smoke, and Leo Mazzoni once told him, go warm up. He goes, no savvy, no pitchy. That's what he said. Okay then, brah.
Juan Berenguer?
Yes, Juan Berenguer. What? Very good. Yeah. Well done. Senior Smoke, no savvy, no pitchy.
Well, I mean, of course, we're always second guessing and everything. My thing was, like, when I saw it, my first initial response was, did Snit do this? Because he was already in the clubhouse because he was ejected. But then y'all telling me, oh, y'all six still running.
Oh, he's still running.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you always see guys go back because the locker room is right there, so they can go back in and out of the clubhouse. So obviously, I mean, between innings, they go back there. Maybe, you know.
But also, Walt Weiss knows the tendencies of a Snit very, very, very well. Yeah. So sometimes Snit may not be needed, but I'm sure he's just a text away. All right, let's hear from Alex Anthopoulos, shall we?
You know, look, we didn't know when we called him. We didn't know him up. Obviously, I told him in spring training, I'm not trading you, when we made the Matt Olson trade. I don't know if you remember, but it was, I think our clubhouse was obviously shocked by some of the guys that got moved. But we were really excited about him long term. And just the way he was playing and, you know, getting to know him a little bit more. And you're asking people around the clubhouse what kind of human being he is. Obviously, the player development staff felt strongly about his character, the makeup, and so on.
Just love the kid. I do, man.
Talking about Michael Harris.
I love the kid. And I like how Snick said, I went to him and said, I'm not trading you. Because I'm telling you, when you saw the guys who you got in the trade for Matt Olson, you're like, damn.
Yep.
Ooh, I mean, I thought you couldn't trade him. I thought he was going to be all that. Michael and his development, his character and all the – not saying those other guys weren't like that. I don't want to ever put that on them. But they looked at him as, okay, this young man is special. And I just remember, Rob, all – when they were going through those ups and downs – Randy, they need to bring up Michael Harris. He is. I'm like, I don't have no doubt he's legit. I just said he's in double A. Yep. Let's wait to see what. Then
didn't know he could hit like he
didn't
can.
Know he could, man. But I'm so glad that he's up with the big club because he has been just the greatest since he's been here. Sneaking in the meow. We found out why he does the meow and everything between in doing his
presser. Yeah, what was the meow thing? Somebody clearly told him to do that.
Matt told him to do it. So
who told him to?
Matt. They had told me to do it. So it's funny. It's pretty damn funny. Because I didn't understand why it was so funny when Andy was laughing about it. And then when I found out the reason behind why Matt told him to do it, then I said, okay, it's kind of funny now. So there it is.
Well, Arthur Smith, you know how histrionic and emotional and lampshade on the head he is, right? Nope, just kidding.
No, he's not lampshade or nothing.
Nothing like that.
Nothing
no nonsense. Of course, Falcons heading up to Jersey, I guess, today. And they'll start dual practices with the Jets tomorrow and Saturday. Then the preseason game number two is Monday night. And, by the way, tune in to me for the Falcons flyover afterwards. But let's hear Arthur Smith. Of course, Drake London out, not going to play. Apparently not a big deal, that knee injury. But Arthur Smith has some positive things to say about his team.
Okay, you need a lot of guys. I mean, I know certain guys get a lot of attention, whether they're a high pick, fantasy, you know, people that get all obsessed with stats, but it takes 11 on every play to make something go, offense, special teams, defense. So I like where our team's at and the way these guys work and compete.
They play hard.
He should. Where they are.
They played hard. I know it was Detroit, whatever, first preseason. They played hard. They played hard and everything. You want to build off that. The Jets have some good individual players that should give the Falcons some looks. Obviously, you wish that. I would love to see the young rookie, Drake London, go against Ahmad Gardner, because if they going to call him Sauce, I ain't going to call him Sauce.
Why couldn't we get Big Boy out of George instead of Drake London, though?
Hey, don't do that. He's here.
God bless him. I want him to thrive, but man, that would have been nice.
Yeah, I wanted George Pickens too. Wanted every Georgia player.
No, I'm talking about.
You're talking about
the big D line.
Oh, you're talking about Jordan Davis.
Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Davis.
And he looks good too.
Man, he does. I know he does.
It looks really good.
He's running down the field after people. But
it is one of those things where you wanted to see Drake London. Obviously, you're going to get to see your ones play a little bit. Probably you're going to get to see a lot of your ones versus their first defense, obviously because you're practicing against each other. But, I mean, just the fact is that they're still trying to learn each other.
Sure.
Obviously, you didn't want Drake London to miss this valuable time as a young rookie receiver. You wanted to see him go against other competition. But, I mean, they're not going to put him out there unless he's 100%.
Hey, man, the running game had a pulse. I love the Algier kid out of BYU.
6 yards a carry, Rob.
Well, you know, last year, what, over 2,000 yards at BYU, 76% of his yards came after contact.
Yes.
And what has the Falcons ever been able to do? 3rd-and-2, convert that running ball. He seems like the guy that can make people miss and maybe get that. Intrigued by him.
He's got to hang on to the football.
Yeah.
He's got to hang on to the football.
Yep.
And we had Dave Archer on yesterday, and Archer's right. He's faster than you think he is, too. Yep. He's faster than you think he is. Big bruiser back. And what did they say? He runs with his shoulders parallel to the line, meaning he's coming straight downhill. He ain't juking and jiving. He's going to run through you or run over you.
So that was good to see. That was good to see, absolutely. And, of course, Falcons made some cuts yesterday. No one really notable, but it's not always a good thing to basically crush someone's dreams like Arthur Smith had to do yesterday.
You know, some guys, you know, they may see the writing on the wall, but it's really hard when you have a competitive camp and you got to make decisions on guys that have really done everything we asked them to do. But unfortunately, you know, we had to cut down today by 4 o'clock. So, you know, Terry and I talk to every person as I go through there. Those are not easy discussions, but we'll always everything we do here with dignity.
I mean, that's I always talk about this, Rob. You know who the hell's getting cut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you do, especially after the first, like, you getting cut. Oh, you getting cut.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, but that's always, and if you talk to any coach, general manager, as much as non-nostalgic as Arthur Smith is, that's the hardest part of his job, telling you're not going to be here anymore. You're not going to be a part. We appreciate you from everything you've done since March until now, mm-hmm. but you're not good enough to make our football team. So, yeah, nobody wants to have to do that.
Boy, they're really trying to find a place for Felipe Franks. Are they trying to turn him into a Taysom Hill somewhat?
I don't know if he – I keep saying this, Rob. I think – Felipe Franks is a hell of an athlete.
You got to remember, 6'7", too.
I don't think he's got that crazy man twitch like Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is crazy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a crazy-ass football player, all right? This dude runs out on kicks and, like runs into people.
Mm-hmm.
Does Felipe Franks do that? Mm-hmm. No. That's the difference between Taysom Hill and Felipe Franks. Taysom crazy as hell. I don't know if Felipe is. Just watch the way Taysom Hill plays.
No doubt.
Yeah, something wrong with him.
Well, you know why? Because I think he had 4 season-ending injuries in college. So just, I think that after a while, it's going to make you a little the hell with it and be crazy.
He don't give a damn, dog. He don't give a damn about his body, nothing. This dude is coming. He's coming for all, as a young kid say, all the smoke.
7 wins for the Falcons this year. That's where I'm at with.
Okay.
I think they can scratch and claw to 7 wins.
Who knows, man? I want them to win that kind of game. That's my thing. People always this always coming. Oh, y'all sleeping on the Falcons. I want to be snoring. I want to be wrong. I want to see this team contend and not contend, but compete. I think the wins and losses. I don't think will justify how hard this team is going to play.
Yeah.
You know, the talent just ain't there. They're deficient in a lot of spots that you need to win football games.
I like the fact that Terry Fontenot, is he pulling an Alex Anthopoulos? You know, the people that Alex Anthopoulos brought in last year, the trade deadline. Thought, okay, that's nice.
Right.
Is he able to capture that magic? There's a lot of these guys, a couple of them first-rounders, defensive players, who are basically playing for their professional lives right now.
I mean,
the one-year prove-it deal, there's a lot to be said for
that. He did a great job. I mean, you got Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
I mean, on a one-year deal. And so now you're looking at different guys like Rashad Evans.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And at out of Georgia, the Russian out of Georgia. I mean, you're looking at certain guys that are still, they're not at the back end of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Their careers is just starting.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And now you're at a prove-it deal to go and get more loot, you know, and go get more recognition, and you're still relatively in your fourth year in the league. But yeah, you have to sign a one-year deal to go somewhere. Yeah, I got to get the money.
What do you think watching Desmond Ridder? I like what right. he did. I mean.
It's okay. I'm not going to pencil him in as the starter. He was okay.
No.
Drop balls. But his accuracy needs to work. But I mean, that's just being a young player.
That's just reps and all those different things.
But I mean, he's as athletic as advertised. You could tell he has leadership abilities. But I mean, I still think Marcus is. I don't think he's done enough to unseat Marcus. That's my thing. That's what I should say.
I like the lacrosse kid though. That's kind of intriguing. The project, he comes in, catches that. Who knows? Who knows? They brought him in for a reason. Look at me. Like, I'm not saying he has a chance to make the roster.
He's going to be up there.
Could he be a practice squad guy? Because the athleticism of lacrosse does lend itself to football.
What's the lacrosse team?
He played at Wisconsin.
Huh?
The Swarm?
Yeah. That's where. Yeah.
That's where he needs to be.
Yeah. That's where. That's the only thing. That's the only professional team he'll be playing for in Atlanta.
That's kind of an issue. He won the Heisman in lacrosse.
Which
goes to division, plays division two football, wins a national title. See something, I don't know. It's interesting to see guys like that and see what could possibly happen. There's a lot of undrafted guys that dot NFL rosters, that's for sure, but I'm not saying he's going to make the team, nothing like that, but it's just kind of interesting to see what's going on. This team needs all it can to be interesting this year because the wins aren't going to be there, my friend. I just hope they're fun to watch. Fun to watch and give us a reason to be hopeful for next year when there's a lot more money to go around. That's what it boils down to.
Everything, bro. Money, I mean, that's without being said. Money boils down to everything, man.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you said, I was like, hold on.
No. I just said.
Rob, you're a capitalist like me now.
Oh, I am a capitalist.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, what are you talking about?
No. I said as long as the team's fun to play.
Oh, okay.
Fun to watch.
But that's the thing about it is that, you know, this is a wins, loss type, you know, type league, Rob. And that reflects into how many of them red seats you see on TV.
You'll see a lot of them probably.
Yeah, man.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Really unfortunate. Of course, Falcons and Jets, you'll hear it here on a Monday night, and I'll be hosting the Falcons flyover afterwards so you can get all lubed up. And the more drunk you are when you call the show, the better, because I've had some great ones in the past.
Oh, I'm just telling you right now, when they told me you were doing it, I was like, hell yeah. Rob Tribble, after the game, with angry fans calling in, and he's going to be an angry fan.
I'm not going to be this year, though, because I have zero expectations. You know how liberating it is not to have any expectations for this team? Because – there have been times in the past where I've had high expectations for this team, and what do? They crush you.
Yes.
They crush you and just no expectations. So I'm good. I will actually – well, I say that now, but I'll get emotionally wrapped up, and I'll probably fly into a damn rage as well. What does Joe Patrick not do for this station? Atlanta United, Falcons, Braves. Is he going to start covering High Life for us?
I don't know. He does. And don't forget, guys, get your AMA questions in. You can send them over to me at RandyMac81, _ Gebhardt, or Jedi Sports Radio, and 929 and also on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line.
Ask us anything whatsoever. Smoke and Joe Patrick are going to come back. We're going to talk a little Falcons and Braves and perhaps even Hawks. He does it all. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
And now, an actual Andy and Randy listener. There's actually a few out there.
From the Swats to the Springs, sitting up north to Sandy. I think I'm doper than any human can be. I'm rig rolling, wheel holding, eating candy while I'm listening to Randy and Andy.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Welcome back, Rob Tribble in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMike, and we go to the man that's from parts unknown. They've got to add that to you, Joe Patrick, from parts unknown. Am I correct?
That's right. Hey, Rob, good to talk to you again, man.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Know if I've been on with you since. So,
you have not.
Happy to talk to you.
What up, JP?
Yeah, yeah. So we get to talk about all kinds of stuff. Hey, Randy, you're whatever.
Hey, Jay, we got all these questions, Falcons and everything. I want to get your thoughts on the United game last night, Joe, because, again, can't beat the Red Bulls. When they beat them on the way to the championship, but I'm just saying, recently they can't beat them. Of course, Joseph gets the 100 goal. I want to talk about the milestone and the goal for Joseph. As far as when did you ever see something like this when you first saw this team being together and he was going to be the striker for this team?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, no one really knew who Joseph Martinez was when he came to Atlanta United. And I remember even talking to Tata Martino about him back in 2018. And he said that Joseph was not even a striker. He was a more of a wing player when he played for teams before Atlanta United. And then Tata Martino essentially helps convert him to that position. He has an amazing kind of cast around him, especially guys like Miguel Almiron and Julian Gressel, who were able to provide him a ton of assists. And, you know, something he said last night after the game that was kind of striking to me was that, you know, he admitted, he said it's much harder to score in this league nowadays than when he first came into the league. I think part of that is because of the success that Atlanta United had playing the kind of style that they played when they first came into the league. I think that really was a catalyst in terms of changing the league and helping them counter teams that have players like Joseph Martinez up top. But I think that this team has also changed as well, and that makes it more difficult for Joseph to kind of be the guy at the ends of goals when the team just hasn't been quite as dynamic. They haven't been able to find the kinds of players like they were able to assemble in those first couple of years that were able to set him up so consistently and so often. So really happy to see it for Joseph, though. Obviously, it's a huge achievement for any player to score 100 goals at all in their career, and for him to do it at one club and then in MLS, it's really a remarkable achievement. So hats off to him for everything he's accomplished.
All right, let's switch now to the Falcons. Your thoughts on what you saw last Monday night? I was surprised at how clean the game was. It was actually very entertaining for a first preseason game of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that in particular, Rob, is something that will have, you know, pleased Arthur Smith, especially considering, I don't know if it was just me, but I was certainly expecting when he came in last year for a lot of the penalties to be cleaned up, because that was something that the Falcons were really struggling with in those last years, especially under the Dan Quinn era. And, you know, the team didn't really do that. They still were committing a lot of penalties, a lot of pre-snap stuff, a lot of stuff that really wasn't necessary. And I think that was a really, really optimistic part of that game, was the fact that you were not seeing a lot of that stuff, despite the fact that you were playing with a rookie quarterback for three quarters. And I think that when you think about some of the optimism that you had coming out of that game, that's what it comes down back to, is the play of both the quarterbacks, really. But the three quarters that Desmond Ridder played, I think, were very, very encouraging, just to see a rookie be able to command the huddle and do all the things that were needed to do first. And then you can start to build off of those building blocks. And he was also pushing the ball downfield, I think, more than we'd seen really in a lot of training camp so far. And I got to say, guys, like, it was almost weird seeing the Falcons play with quarterbacks that had the dynamic mobility that they were showing in that game. Like, really, it has not been seen in a Falcons uniform from a quarterback really since, like, Michael Vick, to be perfectly honest, because you basically transitioned from Vick to Matt Ryan, who then held that position down and played almost every single snap for the better part of however long he was, like 12 or 13 years, however long he was here. So it really was kind of like, whoa, like, this is not different looking, but I also think very exciting. So that was fun to see.
JP, anything updates on any of these injuries, especially the young player in Drake London?
Yeah, I mean, with Drake, it's going to be one of those things where I just don't think they're going to risk anything with him. There's really no reason to. He got a little bit of a taste of the speed and everything, and it would just be going amazingly well for him, in my opinion, in order for him to see action in preseason games. I certainly hope he returns back to practice and is able to play in maybe like a non-contact jersey like Bryan Edwards had been for the past, but hard for me to see Drake London playing in any more preseason games this year. Troy Anderson is another guy I was really excited to see and didn't get to play, obviously, for a similar reason in that first game. He's been back in practice, so that's good to see. He's a linebacker who's got a ton of athletic ability and speed. He's just a raw talent, obviously, coming from Montana and having played all these different positions. So I'm really excited to see him. Speaking of Bryan Edwards, I mentioned him. He is back, you know, not in the non-contact jersey. So I do anticipate we will see him for the first time against the Jets. And while I'm speaking of him, you know, it was funny talking to him when it comes to like Drake London, some of these guys getting in preseason games. I asked Bryan Edwards if he was cool to just kind of, you know, get himself prepared, do his thing, get, you know, get ready for week one of the season, or if he actually wanted to play in some of these games. He actually told me when he was in Las Vegas, he did not play in preseason. And then he said they got to week one and he struggled and the team struggled because a lot of the starters weren't playing in those games. And he said they were just slow, you know, when you get to that level, just because you haven't kind of gotten that taste, which is just a little bit different than just the speed of everything. So I hope to see him, and I think he's going to want to play in some of these preseason games coming up.
This wasn't an earth-shattering headline, but the Falcons already have a pretty crowded wide receiver room. Why bring in a guy like Keyshawn Johnson? He was cut by San Francisco, right? Why would they bring him?
Yeah, it's a great question that makes you think that is there something that he can possibly bring to the table that they're not seeing from some receivers so far? I mean, you never know. Maybe they just want to kind of give him a look. He's a guy that they want to see. Maybe he can be a guy who they end up putting on their practice squad. He certainly does have some more experience than some of these other guys that are in this group because it is a very inexperienced wide receiver group. But, you know, a lot of the things that you hear about these guys is that it's going well. Frank Darby, you know, there's people talking positively about him. Got Kadarius Hodge. I would say Auden Tate is one of those guys who is a big body, looks great. You want him coming off the bus first. But I have noticed he has made some drops. So I wonder if maybe for a guy like him, it could be something to think about. But it's also hard for me to think that a guy like Keyshawn Johnson, the Keyshawn Johnson they brought in, is going to be a guy who's able to displace someone like Tate, who has quite a bit of NFL experience. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see how he performs and how much he's used in this preseason game coming up.
JP, when do they leave to go up to New York City? And has Arthur Smith talked about any of his expectations for these joint practices?
Yeah, they're en route probably right now. Okay. They're making their way up this afternoon after they had a morning practice today. And, you know, I think they're going to get a lot. Arthur Smith has said that, you know, one of the benefits of going up in these joint practices, you see a different scheme and you see different players. I think that sometimes, like, especially with the quarterbacks, when you know everything about the defensive backs you're throwing against in practice after practice, you kind of can anticipate some things that you can't necessarily anticipate when you're going up against a guy for the first time. And I think especially for a guy like Desmond Ridder, who's going all through all of this for the first time as a rookie, I think it will be really beneficial for him. To go back to that conversation I was having with Bryan Edwards a couple days ago, it was funny. He was kind of joking. He wasn't joking. He was like, the joint practices are honestly more intense than the game, than the preseason games themselves. Like, guys just get really competitive because of the way that training is kind of organized, or practice is structured and regimented versus a game. And where in practice, you've got like one-on-ones and guys going at it and everybody standing around, and that can create a much different and honestly more competitive atmosphere for guys individually than in an actual preseason game. And I think that that's why oftentimes we'll see scuffles that start to happening when these two teams go at it. So honestly, I'm kind of anticipating maybe a scuffle or two brewing. We've seen a couple of them happen early on in Falcons training camp when things started to get competitive, when they were putting the pads on. So,
after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm interested to see if anything kind of pops up along those lines as well. It should be fun.
JP, when you look at this defensive line and how it is forming right now, do you look at that as maybe the biggest need on this defense going forward? Because, I mean, you do have Grady Jarrett, of course, new edge rushers, but I'm just talking about as far as the interior. Do you still think the Falcons, that's probably the biggest or the place they need to address the most before the season starts?
Yeah, actually I do, and it's really, they're just thin of numbers. I know that Arthur Smith has said that they've really liked how some of the guys have been flashing. I mean, I think that we know like a guy like Taquan Graham is looking like he's starting to look locked on for a starting role in one of those interior line positions. But you look at like the nose tackle, you've got Anthony Rush, but he's kind of the guy in that position. The Falcons have been hard done by with some luck here. You had the Eddie Goldman retirement. You had Vincent Taylor get injured. So you've had some guys go down that you didn't anticipate, and it's created some thin numbers for you. And that's one of the reasons why I was surprised to see that transaction they made yesterday to pick up Keyshawn Johnson and put him on this squad, when I didn't really see, I think, like, to the point that Rob was making too, like, I didn't really see wide receiver as being an area where they needed to add numbers. And I thought if there was any area where they needed to add numbers, it would have been on that defensive line. But I mean, maybe it just speaks to how well that they like what they're seeing with some of these young guys. Jalen Dalton has been one that stands out, and that's like really amongst the lesser known players who are stepping up. Derek Tangelo is another guy, although he didn't have as good of a game as Jalen Dalton did in that Lions game. So maybe we see more from him against the Jets. But yeah, it's definitely a position to watch out for, because they really need to be improved in that area if they want to have success this year.
I don't know if Vegas has a Falcons win total to over and under, what, 4.5? I still think this team might be able to scratch and claw their way to 7 wins. I think they might be a little bit better than people expect. Certainly no Lombardi trophies this year, nothing like that. But is 7 realistic?
I think it's within the range of possible outcomes for sure. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, listen, we all know what this team is. We're all kind of going to be going through this season hoping they win, but understanding if they lose. And more so than anything, I think we as fans are going to be just kind of evaluating the individuals to see what their prospects are for sticking around on this team longer term. But I agree with you. I mean, I think Arthur Smith, just in general, he's had such an efficient offense over the years going back into Tennessee. He just seems like the kind of coach, the kind of offense that's going to overachieve, just similarly to the way they did last year. The one thing that this team maybe like doesn't have going for it as much as it did last year was just the schedule. The schedule is so much harder this year. Yep. You're playing more quarterbacks. But again, I think that, you know, when you look early in the season, you're going to get a Browns team that doesn't have Deshaun Watson. You're going to have some winnable games early on, a trip to Seattle. That's going to be a winnable game now that they've kind of gone into rebuilding mode as well. So I think you've got some opportunities to capitalize early in the season. And if you do that, I think that that's going to be very telling as to how the rest of it's going to go, because you can build up some momentum, build up some good confidence within the group.
All right, brother. We appreciate you, Joe Patrick.
Appreciate it, JP.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, get a chance to ask us anything. Oh, that's brought to you by the way, from theheart.org. Yes, sir.
Don't forget, guys, you can call us at 404-741-0929. Also, the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. And you can tweet us at RandyMac81, at Brian with the _ Gebhardt, and Jet Eye Sports Radio. My man Rob Tribble has a Twitter, but he says he doesn't
tweet. I don't tweet.
So,
no.
Yeah.
It's at Rob Tribble, in case you're interested.
Yeah, loaded phone
line.
Two
B's and Rob, two B's and Tribble. We'll be back.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, it's that time to make us air our dirty laundry, I guess.
Kind of air our dirty laundry. Is that what it is?
These are probing questions, right?
It is our Ask Us Anything segment. Well, you can call, text, tweet, all those different things. And I think Brian said we got Devin, who's in Kansas City. Devin, last time we talked to you, riding around drunk around Kansas City. How you doing today?
First off, let's clear the air. Okay. I wasn't driving. I was drunk, but I wasn't driving, which is why I said it how I said it.
Okay, I mean, we cleared it up for you.
So look, every day, man, either before or after work, I got about a 30-minute ride, and I always find myself having a car concert. So question is, when's the last time y'all had a car concert, and what was the song that you sung just to the top of your lungs?
Man, appreciate it, D. Like, I listen to sports talk all the time whenever I'm riding around, but when I do, like, when I'm listening to music, which is usually on the weekend, if I get in the car on the weekends, I can't. Anything Anthony Hamilton.
I can't remember.
Anything Anthony Hamilton in the car, I'm a, because usually if my wife's driving, that's what we're listening to. But anything Anthony Hamilton, I'm like all the way in, like begging like he does and sounding all raspy. Yeah, that's me.
I think I was in the car with my girl the other day. I think an ABBA song came on. We both belted it.
Who?
An ABBA song.
Who is ABBA?
Well, ABBA, A-B-B-A.
Oh, okay.
ABBA, yeah.
I have car concerts all the time, like on a weekly basis.
It could be.
But both seems like you do the air guitars and everything while you're driving.
Oh, yeah, drums. And
drums,
yeah,
and everything,
yeah,
while you're driving. Yeah.
Both, I play drums on the steering wheel and the dashboard, yeah, and the cymbal. Yeah.
I think the last song that I sang out loud in the car, though, was Baby Shark.
Why?
Because
it was on.
My 8-year-old was in the back seat.
You know what? I always forget about that baby.
Your oldest
baby was just in town. And I met the little baby. Okay. So now, see, that's the one thing that I will always say about me. Love my children, mm-hmm, everything like that. Fortunately, since they've been alive, I've been blessed to give them certain things. And one thing I've been able to give them is the reason that I don't listen to nursery rhymes and all that stuff. I don't get punked for my radio or my TV for no kid stuff. I do not.
Don't touch my grill either.
I don't get punked by my children for no nursery rhyme shows or nothing. That's why everybody got their own TV and their own. You go watch it yourself. Yep. Well, I can't reach the buttons. I will be right there to press play for you. Click it. No.
Like, what else we got?
I mean, as far as singing in the car, I mean, Randy, I've told you this before. It's DMX on the way to the golf course. Now, I can't sing all the words, but.
He listens to DMX before he goes play golf. That is just always
that's how we get going,
that
man.
Because it's so calming.
That's yep. all the
show up to the first tee, crack a Miller Lite, and we're ready to go.
That is almost one of the most random things in the world. I saw something interesting this morning, though, guys, and I'm so excited. I know there's a lot of excited people out there. Chicken wings have went down past pre-pandemic. So the chicken wings are back cheap again, Rob.
Oh, they're back cheap again.
Yes, dog. Yes, in time.
In spite of all
for
the
football
food shortages.
Season.
And no more shortages?
And no, I ain't going to say all that because, you know, once it's cheap, but, you know, people are going to buy bags and bags and bags and bags. But they don't went down,
that
Rob.
That is beautiful news.
That's a beautiful thing right there. Chicken wings that went back down.
Y'all ever done air fryer chicken wings?
All the time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Quite good.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very all right. good.
All the time.
I air fryer everything.
Yeah,
now.
But Brian
I
can't
just,
cook.
I don't. Yeah, I just. Yeah, but I got an air fryer. And
that's what you do. Like,
anybody cooking out of the oven or anything else.
When we were at the house this weekend, like I went to Sam's and got the 10-pound bag of chicken wings. That's when we fried all them chicken. I have the outdoor fryer. Throw them in the fryer.
Yeah, those turned out great.
Throw them in the fryer. Put them in my special batter. They put that monkey juice on it. Both things are hidden.
Yo, from Kevin Troy on Twitter, earlier this week was National Roller Coaster Day. Y'all still ride roller coasters, or have you grown out of it?
I've been way out of growth. I haven't ridden a roller coaster in years.
Did you used to?
Oh, when I was a little shorter, I used to love roller coasters. But then I think last time I got on a roller coaster, we were at Disney, and like my kid, he's 17 now. He might have been 5. Last time I got on a roller coaster. Yeah, because my knees banging to it and everything. So, yes, last
still
time.
Still love it. Just haven't done it in about 10 years. But I
still
love
get
it.
Down. Yeah.
I love it. Love them.
Yeah, we went to Six Flags this year.
I'm cool.
Is the Scream Machine still up and running, that old
Please tell
thing?
Me. Please tell
so.
Me the Scream Machine. And what's the other one? The Mind Bender.
Mind Bender.
And it's still made out of wood, which is just disturbing.
Is that what I'm talking about? The Mind one?
You're talking about the Mind Bender?
Not the Mind Bender. The other one with the wood one.
Oh, the Demonica Mind Train.
The Mind Train, yeah. Is that one still there?
I guess I'm not sure which one that one is.
That was the Scream Machine for the Scream Machine was the Scream Machine.
Okay, yeah, made out of wood?
The Great American Roller Coaster or something like that.
Yeah. Still there, still made out of wood, still really? Ricky. That's the only one I won't ride.
Really?
Like, it just shakes
around.
The hell out of me,
It's
man.
Still around.
Yeah, all the metal ones that ride smooth, I love it.
Yeah,
Batman's probably the best one.
Nah, my favorite. I haven't been on a roller
coaster. The Superman one at Six Flags
it's
is really
always,
good.
So it's always close.
And
every time I've been
Goliath,
there, it's been.
The one that goes all the way to the top. I haven't been in years, but they're fun.
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm good. I'm all the way good on roller coasters.
What's your favorite movie that you watched for the first time this past year?
Favorite movie I watched.
That I watched for the first time this year?
It was like Spider-Man, like No Way Home count, like something I saw in the theaters.
Yeah.
But no movie I saw this year be constituted as a favorite. I mean,
what's the favorite one that you saw this past year?
I tell you what, because I watch everything on the Fire Stick. I tell you a movie that I really liked, Elvis. The Elvis movie?
Ooh, was that good?
I thought it was pretty good.
It was good, but it's a half hour too long.
I thought that was pretty good, though.
I saw it as a half hour too long and too much Tom Hanks. Darker than I thought it'd be.
Elvis was pretty good.
Did it go all the way down the Elvis road?
Yes, it did. Yeah, it went all the way down. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Maverick, such a throwback
thing. Oh, no doubt about it.
Maverick was awesome.
Maverick
was better than I thought it was going to be. It was freaking awesome.
Not where the mustaches came from, by the way. We're a Stride or Die family around here.
Stride or Die. Stride or Die.
What's your favorite comic strip?
Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say Calvin and
Hobbes. Yeah, I love
it. That's the first one that comes to mind for me, too.
That's the first one that comes to mind, too.
If I got to go to the paper like a comic strip, it's got to be Garfield. Calvin and Hobbes is good, though.
Mark Trail was lame. Remember that one? That was also in the Sunday paper.
What was another whack one? Was
Didn't Blondie get canceled, or was that Bazooka Joe? Or
but that was Blondie got canceled. Blondie got canceled. Yeah. That's what it was. Calvin and Hobbes.
Ever been to Panama City or Daytona for a wild spring break?
Yes.
Yes.
Daytona, back when MTV was there in their heyday.
Nice.
Panama. When we had already graduated though. We had already graduated when we went to Panama, and we were like we had just got brand new cars. And everything. Okay. And so it was six of us going down, and we were all – everybody wanted to drive their own new car, fancy new truck. And so we were looking like some real dorks riding down with three Escalades riding down the damn strip. It just looked like some dorks.
It's like a presidential motorcade.
That's what we looked like, too. I I'm going to drive my car. No, I'm driving my car. All right, then, well, how about we all take our cars? Just looking like some straight dorks, man. Just real dorky.
Quickly, back in college, if we had just a couple days off from baseball, we would quickly drive down to Panama City, stay for like a day and a half, then drive right back. Because in college, you had no aversion of driving and driving and driving to get somewhere. Road trips were great.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, my boy Rob Tribble. But obviously I'm going to come to you next because it's on Bo.
Rob Tribble has to get his fastball back. And bike riders need to get the hell up off the road.
They do. They're in the way. My takeaway is that we are our Stride or Die family. And this is something Rob Tribble said about Brian Snicker that he knows his mama's jokes. So.
How about you, Rob? You got a takeaway of the day?
My takeaway is just fun to be back doing this again after 2.5 years.
Yeah, nice. Glad to have you back here, man. Appreciate your time today.
But I'm not as tight as I once was, though. I gotta tighten some things up for my next ball game, though.
Hey, this hour brought to you by HighestPrice.com, the new way to sell your home. Get the highest price, HighestPrice.com. And make sure you drink before you call Rob on the Falcon Flyover.
Please,
yes,
do.
Please. Copious amounts.
Have fun. We will wrap things up, hand it over to Dukes and Bell right after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.